You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone is enjoying the day so far. I can't believe it's going to be April 1st tomorrow. No, I won't do any April Fool's jokes, but it is April 1st tomorrow. So we made it to April. Again, I'm your evidential medium, your psychic, your animal communicator, and I'm here to guide you today if you desire. And while I'm waiting to do a reading for someone, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about our loved ones who've passed. It's come up a few times this week. Yesterday, a student and friend of mine celebrated, I guess, not really celebrated, celebrated and mourned her brother-in-law's birthday. He passed a few months ago. And I just kept hearing, he wants you all to celebrate by dancing to Van Halen's Jump and to shout. And they did. And they felt so much better and they felt his presence and it was awesome. So make sure you celebrate. I'm going to take a call from Kathy in Wyoming. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm still above ground. That's really good.
Yeah, that is true. How's Wyoming today? Is it cold?
A little chilly. It's a little chilly, yeah.
So what can I do for you today? How can I help?
I called in to get a reading to see how my direction is going.
Okay, awesome. Do you have any specific questions as I'm shuffling the tarot cards?
I'm going into a job right now, and I'm changing into that job, and I'm just kind of worried about that. And
okay, is it at a different place, or is it a totally new job?
It is a totally different type of job.
Okay.
From what I was doing. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what I pick up on and see if I can help.
Okay.
Just feeling your energy and shuffling the tarot cards at the same time. Okay.
Okay.
So I do feel like you're moving in the right direction. I am getting clarity on that this is the right direction for you. I'm also getting that you have all of the tools you need to make this job work for you. So you have everything you need. I mean, you may take a class or you may, you know, learn while you're on the job, but I am getting that you have all the tools, all the skills you need to make this work. I am getting that you are a little worried because you kind of feel blind walking into this. Am really getting that you don't have to. I don't feel like these people, well, I don't want to say these people. I'm not sure who hired you, but if it's a person or people, but I am getting these people. I'm getting nobody would have hired you for this job if you weren't perfect for it. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. I just feel like either somebody, I don't know why, I'm not getting somebody, I'm getting a group of people. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I am getting a group of people, at least two, but I'm getting more than two. I feel like they've been trying to get you to move into this position for a while now, and they respect you. You have a lot of people who respect you. So, and they're really looking for you, to you, to solve problems, solve issues, and help the department move forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this is a new journey for you, but you're perfect for it. So I'm getting, don't worry, just use your knowledge. If you have questions, you will know where to get the answers. I'm really getting that you have nothing at all to worry about.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this is a good journey for you. It's almost like you're on the path you're supposed to be on right now.
Oh, good.
I keep seeing, it's like you got to the top of the mountain and you can jump up and down and wave your arms and say, I'm here finally. I also feel like you're going to be building up the department. Does that make sense? Or are you going to be hiring people, a team?
Not that I'm aware of right now. I'm going into a team type of work.
Okay.
It's remote. It's at home.
Okay. That's the best kind, right? I don't know why am I picking up on a lot of healing? I don't feel like you're helping people to heal in this job, correct?
No.
Okay. I keep getting that. Well, first I'm getting you're the bright star, but secondly, I'm also getting that you're going to help the department. Maybe it's not that. You're not helping people heal. Maybe you're helping the department to heal, to build. Does that make more sense? That you're going to be helping the department to grow. And I don't know why. I just keep getting the word heal. But I'm also getting that you're going to help them move forward. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say on this subject, but I'm just getting, you're going to help you move the department forward where it needs to go. So it's possible you're going to get a promotion faster than you think, or you're going to take, I don't know. I just keep getting that you're moving forward. And you're going to help the department to grow. So maybe you're going to be in charge of the team. Maybe they're preparing you to take over. But I am getting this is going to be good. We still have a lot of time left. Do you have any other questions? Any specifics?
Am I supposed to do anything with my gifts? Am I supposed to work on them or anything like that?
Your gifts, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No, your gifts in the job or your spiritual gifts?
My spiritual gifts.
Okay. So maybe that's why the healing is coming up, that you're supposed to be healing people, because I really was picking up on you being a healer. So this job has nothing to do with healing, correct?
Correct.
Okay, the healing is different. That's just outside, right? Sort of like you have your full-time job, but okay. Sort of like what I do. So I'm definitely getting, yes, you need to take some classes. You need to broaden your horizons with your spiritual gifts are... They're at the point now where I do feel like you're getting symbolism. I feel like you're getting different symbols, different messages that you need to start doing this work. So yes, I definitely feel like you either, I don't want to say you necessarily need to find your correct mentor But I do feel like you already have someone who's telling you you need to move forward. So I don't know if that person could be your mentor, or if you're only, if you're mentoring yourself, which is a possibility. But yes, I definitely feel like people need you. People need you right now.
There was an incident that came up here recently where two courses were given to me online that were like $399 and $499. And on the app, it was on sale for $8. I went back and it's full price again after I had purchased it. And I was like, okay, that was a sign.
Okay, that's definitely a sign. Yes. And I hope that you're taking the classes. That's definitely a sign. Because I also keep feeling you building your own business. And I feel like by the end of the summer, you're going to be in pretty good shape to maybe even do that full time or half full time, you know, whatever you desire. But don't sit on your hands right now. Like, you need to jump, because I feel like it's time and you're being told. And you just need to trust yourself and trust all the messages that you're getting. I'm not sure who the teachers are teaching, but I do feel like one of them is going to become your mentor. I feel like you're going to, I don't know if they're both the same teacher, but I feel like, I feel like there are two teachers, but I could be wrong. But I feel like one of them is going to become your mentor. You're not, I don't know. I just feel like there's something, you're going to feel trust. You're going to feel friendship. And I don't know, there's just something. And if it's not the teacher, it's somebody in the class. Because I really do feel like this is your time to shine. And the world needs you right now. So, I mean, I just kept getting healer during the whole reading. That's why I asked if the full-time job. So I really feel like this is you. You're supposed to be. I even feel like you're connected with spirit. So I do feel like, I don't know if you're taking a mediumship class, but I feel like you have a very strong partnership with spirit right now. And I feel like there's someone in your family. I don't know. I feel like it might be a grandmother who passed, but I do feel like that person is guiding you right now. And you really need to trust yourself. I'm getting very strong clairvoyance.
Thank you.
So don't turn your back
to me,
on it. Excuse me?
There's like that strong tingle you get.
Yeah.
All over your body.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Good. Right now, or what you've been getting?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've been, since I've been talking to you about this. Yes.
Okay, good. Because I'm also getting that in the back of my neck, a tingling. So, which usually tells me we're right. So I feel like, I really feel like, I don't know if your grandmother did this work, but I feel like she was meant to. You know, maybe she didn't do it, but I do think she was meant to. And I do feel like you are, I don't know, you have the same, you have gifts that she has. So, or had when she was on the earth plane. And she maybe never did anything with those gifts, but you have to. And she'll guide you.
Okay.
Talk to her. She'll guide you. Have a cup of tea with her. She'll tell you. Trust yourself. And I know we're out of time. That went really fast. I hope I helped. And I wish you the best. Sorry?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Take care and have a good rest of your day.
You too, guys.
Bye. And I hope everyone has a really good, blessed day. And don't forget the full moon's tomorrow night.